Farmers hopeful for an early Christmas present. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A lot of hope is in the air around the country that Congress will finally get to a vote on a monumental trade agreement with our closest and most important trading partners, Mexico and Canada. Michael Clements has more on the USMCA and the deal that has been reached between House Democrats and the White House.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is asking Congress to quickly pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement following a deal reached between House Democrats and the White House to move forward. Dave Salmonson, AFBF Senior Congressional Relations Director, says the announcement paves the way toward approval.
Talks between those two sides have been going on for several months. But they came down to it, made agreement primarily on some additional enforcement provisions that seemed to be enough to wrap it up. And now we can move forward the agreement, and Congress can soon, and we hope very soon, look at this, and we hope to get it passed.
Salmonson is hopeful for a vote next week.
I think there is a great desire to have this passed in both houses by the time Congress adjourns this session on December 20th. But now that there's an agreement, it's up to the administration to send to Congress the draft of an implementing bill.
While the implementing legislation must go through other procedural hurdles, Salmonson says it's possible to reach the finish line next week.
It is procedurally possible. These things can take time or they can be done very quickly. But it seems to be that all sides, we've heard positive, of course, from the House Democrats, the Speaker's office, the House Republicans have said they support it. Of course, the White House has signed off on it. So it seems to me it can move ahead, barring anything unforeseen, and they can move to a vote, hopefully by the middle and end of next week.
Michael Clements, Washington.
A USMCA would no doubt be a big win for Tennessee and American farmers, as it would increase our ag exports by $2 billion. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.